Camille was just saying that he doesn't need motivation for those talk and everything. How do you do this? Because, I mean, some guys said if they need it, they need it. But he's the type doesn't need anything. It's just a competition for him.
I'm the same way. I just go out there and play. I don't need any added pressure, any added, motivation for this one. If you don't get motivated for any divisional game, there's something wrong with you.
Have you enjoyed playing in the more spread formations that you guys have seen this year? Does it mean just, like, you know, more one-on-ones and for everyone?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, when you spread them out, there's opportunities to capture a one-on-one coverage, and that also spreads things out for the run as well. So it's definitely been a lot of fun so far. We just got to keep continuing to build on what we've cemented so far.
Are you kind of like,
is this secondary different at all than the one you guys played last year? I know it's the same scheme as last year.
It's pretty much the same from what we've seen. I think they just, 27 just adds a different dynamic for them at the safety position. He's a ball hawk. He's a guy who kind of has a knack for staying around the ball. So obviously we got to, do a good job of keeping him off kilter, keeping him off balance. And, but for the most part, they're still the same guys, same two physical corners and same guy in the nickel position. So it's pretty much the same from what we've seen a year ago.
Did you talk to Larry at all after, like, last game? You know, the defense was more keyed in on him. He didn't only had one target. Do you have to talk to him at all about anything?
No.
Yeah, just sort of.
He gets it.
It's going to come back.
He understands, yeah. He's a guy that's very smart and knows what this game is and what it's all about. And there's going to be times where he has tremendous games and it's going to be up and down where, you know, like this past week, he had one target. So it's, I've been through it. We've all been through that. And it's just something to build on and work harder for.
They play a real physical brand in their cornerbacks. What does that mean for you guys? What's the key to dealing with that for you guys?
Just using our ability, using our quickness to be able to manipulate the corners and manipulate their defensive backs into, making them go one way and going the opposite way and getting ourselves open. So it's going to be a task because they're good players and they get paid just like we do. So it's going to be a task, but we should be up for it.
Does it open the door more for big plays when a team does play like that? They're a team that tries to really get physical with receivers, it seems like, a lot of times.
Yeah, I think so. I think it definitely opens the window and opens the gate for us to make some huge plays and make some things happen, especially on the outside, but on the inside, mainly all over. Wherever we can find that one-on-one matchup, I think that can help us. So we'll see what happens, but we're excited.
How did Brandon Boykin, he's made some comments in the past about how he considers himself maybe, one of the best or the best slot corners. What do you see from him and how good sort of is he and what does he bring to the table?
He's pretty good. He's quick. He uses a knack to get to the ball and break things up at the point of the catch. And there's been some examples on film of him doing that, and he does it well. It's just a matter of staying keyed into our technique, keyed into my technique specifically, to make sure I'm disciplined in my route running so I can catch the ball at any position.